Students at Crawfordsville's Meredith Nicholson Elementary School have been learning to grow fruits and vegetables in their school garden for nearly a decade. This year, as WBAA's Taylor Haggerty reports, students can enjoy the fruits of their labor in the school cafeteria for the first time.
The Nicholson Garden sits just behind the school, close enough for students to visit for lessons. They learn about agriculture all year and plant seeds in the spring. 3 days a week in the summer, students and families tend to various plants, including carrots, pumpkins, and tomatoes. As fall approaches, they harvest. Previously, all food was donated, but this year, select veggies are included in the lunchtime salad bar. Principal Jennifer Coyle says it won't reap financial savings for the school, but students get excited to eat things they helped grow.
Like, they think carrots come in a little bag, pre-cut and washed and in a little bag, and the bite-sized carrots, and to see this opens a lot of eyes.
When I was here, I picked the cherry tomatoes and ate them.
I helped dig all the stuff over there, and I put some newspaper in.
I did help plant some rainbow carrots that my mom bought.
Third grade students Lexi Cox, Lakin Suitors, and Anna Boyd all took part in the summer program with their parents. Nicholson Elementary only houses second and third graders, so kids at other local schools don't visit the garden during class. But Coyle says other families can still get involved in the summer program.
I know we have people in the neighborhood who come and just take vegetables, and it's absolutely fine. We want them to be used.
Student Armando Munoz-Nielsen says his whole family enjoys the food that he brings home from the garden.
So Armando, is anybody going to eat any of that? My whole family.
Coyle says there aren't any plans currently to expand the program to other schools, though she'd like to see it happen.
Goodbye, radio!
For WBAA News, I'm Taylor Haggerty.